third meeting.
They don't do that anymore.
Don't hear talking about that now. They're going to show white people, going to sow rice. They're going to have rice and throw it on them.
What's the name of the man that used to stand up at the groove, best friend, at a wedding?
Preacher?
No.
Preacher might be his friend, but the man that would stand up with him at the wedding.
I think that's the one the girl's father used to call the best friend. Now, there's somebody wait on him, the waitress. I don't know whether that's the waitress or the best friend. The girl's father, I believe, is one to give the men.
The girl's father would give her away, and then the groom's father, or best friend, would stand beside him. Would he be called a waiter?
That must be a waiter.
How do you used to scare children? You say, you better behave, or what'll get you?
And the devil will get them.
Book a man.
If you have a heavy suitcase you got to take from one place to another, you say, I'm glad I don't have to walk very far.
They say tote it. They say carry it.
Carry it. You say, I'm glad I don't have to carry it, but tote it very far. What are these animals that have very hard shells, and they draw in their feet and their head if you scare them?
Gopher.
Where's
the gopher? Head too. The two will draw in his head sometimes. But he bring it out and he fight you.
A gopher lives on land, does he, or in the water?
Land.
What's the type that lives in the water?
That's a loggerhead.
A turtle.
Low-head turtle, and they call one of them an alligator turtle. Several of them fight you.
Several named them the saw shell, an alligator turtle, a loggerhead. All of them will fight. I don't think a saw shell will fight, but I'm going to fight you.
Just a saw shell will fight you.
You can cook that shell, eat that shell on him, but others just eat his feet.
Pour hot water on it and peel it off. And then you can boil it and cook it and eat that shell. Soft shell. They call them soft shells because you can eat that shell.
What's a cooter?
This old streaked leg cooter. He ain't fitting for nothing, I don't think, but eat your bait off when you're fishing, you know. They can be up on a log or something, the other start to rain, you fall in the water, keep on getting wet.
They show when I watch, see a drop on a log and come a spank of rain and fall off.
Yeah.
Right in the water.
You ever use the word terrapin?
Yes, sir.
He's a small one, about like that, ain't he?
A small one.
The gopher is bigger?
Yes, a gopher. Take a large gopher, they'd wire across the bay. Some will turn him about along that table in there.
And the intestines of a hog that you can eat? What do you call that?
Chitlins.
And the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And I've seen these small flat-bottomed boats around here. What do they used to call those?
Battles.
Battles. Do they still call them that or not?
They call them boats. I hardly ever watched anything about or the kind of how that hand row up there and kick across the lake and like that. Nowadays, they call it a battle all the time then. You got a paddle guided by that. So many licks on one side, them on the other side. Guided.
And what's the covering for a pillow? Put a pillow into
a pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might tell her, say that's a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
Or a pretty, say, pair of beads or string of beads?
Yes, it is a string of beads.
Two men have a fight, and the one really knocks the other one down and hurts him. You say, that one man sure